It's Marketplace Tech Report from American Public Media for Wednesday, December 22nd, 2010. I'm John Moe. There's this video going around, 2.5 million hits on YouTube so far. It's for a new app called Word Lens. You point your camera at words, like on a sign, and it translates them into a different language. You see Spanish words on your phone where English words are in real life. It's kind of amazing, but it may become completely normal. Forrester Research this week predicted an impending boom in the field of augmented reality. Blair McIntyre directs the Augmented Environments Lab at Georgia Tech.
So if you think about live sports on TV, like the first and 10 system you see when you watch football, that yellow line that's on the field, it's really smoothly integrated in a way that's both useful and not obtrusive. If you can imagine that level of integration of graphics with the world, when I look at the building across the street, I see information about it that looks like it's plastered on the side of the building. Or if I look at a game board on a table, I see little characters running around on my table. Or if I look at the engine of my car, I might see instructions on how to repair it, and on and on. The real change is the combination of the hardware platforms. So the latest, you know, the iPhone 4, the latest Android phones, have these really powerful CPUs and graphics processors, and increasingly higher quality cameras. The new technology is the computer vision tracking technology. The ability to actually be able to take a frame of a video, find some object in it, like a map on the table, and be able to determine very precisely where the phone is relative to that map in three dimensions. The ability to do that in just a couple of milliseconds on a modern phone, that's what's new. And we're starting to see more and more toolkits that the software's gotten better as the phones have gotten faster, and we've just hit that sweet spot right now where we can start delivering these applications and having them run in real time.
So the software is ready and the hardware is ready. And according to Paul Saffo, a technology forecaster in Silicon Valley, the infrastructure is ready too.
I think the thing to think about is ubiquitous sensors. In the 80s, we built our computers with cheap microprocessors. In the 90s, we networked our computers together thanks to cheap communications lasers. And in this decade, we're hanging eyes, ears, and sensory organs off our computers so that the augmented reality phenomena that we're seeing is going to deliver some mind-blowing devices, but it's really riding on top of a deeper iceberg of ubiquitous sensors finding their ways into the world all around us. We're all going to become a little bit like Blanche DuBois. You know, I've always relied upon the kindness of strangers.
Right.
That we will go through life completely oblivious to the fact that we are utterly dependent on machines with sensors observing reality on our behalf. The way all these technologies always go is phase one is the oh my gosh phase, where they're very visible and they're very in your face. But when it truly arrives, they all become unobtrusive and slip into the background.
We have some augmented reality demonstrations at marketplacetech.org. See the future, drop your jaw. Other stories we're following online. Court challenges and potential congressional action may lie ahead after the FCC approved a plan to regulate traffic on the web. It calls for stricter rules for broadband providers, looser ones for wireless carriers. Republicans in Congress say it goes too far. Net neutrality groups say it doesn't go far enough. And Google is displaying security warnings in its search results. If your results include pages that have been hacked, you might see a message saying this site may be compromised. From there, click at your peril. You can fit more on the internet than you can on a headstone. Glenn Toothman of Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, is the founder of Memory Medallion. It's a company that prints barcodes on cemetery headstones. Glenn was inspired by his dad.
As he came into the twilight of his life, he hated to think that it's just going to be measured by this dash between the date of birth and the date of death. So he pushed his finger in my face and said, you need to do something about that.
So how does this work?
We use what is called a quick reference code, and then you can read the medallions through the camera on smartphones. Then they will automatically link to web content that we allow our customers to develop online.
Glenn's father has since passed away. He has a barcode, though. You can find us on Twitter. We're at Marketplace Tech. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.